Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. It is for Saturday, February the 7th at Tampa Bay Downs. They have a prep for the Tampa Bay Derby there, the Sam F. Davis Stakes. That is the last leg of their late pick four, which we are going to take a look at. I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, there are two stakes on the back end of this pick four, but it starts with an allowance optional claimer, four-year-olds and up on the main track at six furlongs. And who did you like?
Well, before we go there, you and I both had to pick four last week. We need to brag on ourselves.
Yeah, and right? What did that pay?
$18. So I just want to make sure that hopefully somebody got it with a straight 50 cents and they made some money. But, I mean, every favorite won at Gulfstream.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
I'm
just thinking, if I just, you know, just get one decent price in there, this will pay okay a little bit. But
yep.
Such is life.
It did not.
All right. Who do you like in the race eight?
I've narrowed it down to a couple of logical horses and one long shot. And I actually went with a long shot for the win money, Impacto on the 11 hole on the outside. Numbers don't look quite as good as the other two I'm going to pick, but the horse is 11 for 29 lifetime. He's a 7-year-old gelding, and he's 6 for 14 at Tampa. They took him to Presque Isle and Thistle Down, and he had some success up there last fall. And he's come back to Tampa now. It's his fourth race back off a very short layoff. And then had a couple of 70 buyers last time out at this level. I just think at 12 to 1, with a horse that's won 11 times and nobody else in this field is anywhere close to that, I'm going to give him a shot. The logical horses are Ajab, the two-horse for Moran, big drop off an $80,000 optional claimer last time out at Churchill, caught a muddy track, ran an 89 buyer, and it's got a bunch of mid-80 buyers. But you kind of question, they bring him to Tampa, and they don't sell him. They don't put him up for the $32,000, but it's a huge drop in class, so that's a question mark there. So but the horse has got back class, and if he runs his race, he's going to win it. Seven, Big Paradise is the other horse I use. 84 buyers back-to-back last time out at Gulfstream, including a $75,000 listed stakes where he ran second to Damon's Mound, which is a really good horse. So Big Paradise and Ajab, I think, are the two logicals. But I'm going to throw a thinker in there maybe with Impacto.
I took Ajab on top, and there's legit concern about what you said, but I like the move to Barboza, 20% with newcomers to his barn, the number one rider. Marin takes the mount, and horse was competitive on the Kentucky circuit. So I'm going to take a pick there on top, but I'm going to go four deep. I'm going to use Big Paradise. I've noticed that second to Damon's Mount at Gulfstream, and I think that caught my eye as well. So just mainly off of that, I'm going to pick that horse second. I took Life is Precious third. A couple of solid runs at Tampa for successful local connections. And then the five horse is back with D'Angelo and is getting Camacho to ride, who's also one of the top riders here. Kieran is the name on that one, the five. So I'm going four deep on the pick four. Ninth race is a maiden affair. So you can look at the early or at the double payoffs, the will pays, and get an idea of at least how the betting's going in this maiden affair for three-year-old fillies on the turf at a mile and the 16th. A lot of first-timers in here. I just thought, I'm going to take the two Chads and keep the ticket affordable. It took, just for the purposes of picking somebody, I picked Libero on top because I like Justifies going long on the turf, but it's a first-time starter. Rad Ortiz rides. And then the other Chad Brown trainee is Tax Holiday down on the inside for the Clarovich stable, one of Chad Brown's main clients. And Pratt rides that one. So you get a Rad Ortiz and Lavi and Pratt. So I'm fine sticking with those two and not trying anybody else. How about you?
I took those two as well, but I did take a couple more. I spent a little bit more on this ticket than I normally would because I'm thinking, he has some horses at Tampa. They're probably not his top string. And are these fillies really as, they're Chad Brown horses and the two top jocks are riding them, but if they were really good, they might be at Gulfstream. They might be at Oaklawn. I don't know. Tampa, he does have a string there, so they're probably going to run 1-2. But I did take a couple other horses in here. Skywatcher, the 12 on the outside for Miguel Clement. And very quietly, Clement, 8 out of 19 at the Tampa meet. So 42% hit rate there. He took over for his late dad, and he's done very well with that stable. And the horse has been out three times, so he's got an experience edge on most of these. And he ran really well last time. He only got beat three-quarters of a length, and he went off as the favorite at Tampa. So I'm going to take Skywatcher as an option. I'm also going to take the 10-horse, Nathia, just because it's Will Walden. And Will Walden, 2-for-4 at Tampa, 50%, 21% in 2025. He is an outstanding trainer, and his first start, 23%, which is, that's Ted Brown area, that's Brad Cox area. So, of course, there's 15-1 morning line. Maybe they don't know Will Walden in Tampa, so I'm going to take Nathia as a shot in him, too.
I can certainly understand that that selection. The 10th race is one of the two stakes. It's the ungraded Pelican. 4 and up, 6 furlongs on the main. How'd you see that one?
I didn't get really crazy here. The logical horses, I mean, it's a very well-matched field because you've got 4 horses that are between 3-1 and 4-1. There wasn't a whole lot of logic with the maybe the morning line. Guy couldn't make any difference in them either. So Concrete Glory for Irad Ortiz and Sassy Joseph didn't run very well last time out in a list of stakes at Oakland. But prior to that, horse is going to get the lead. He was first at every call those last two races, one at Saratoga and one at Churchill, with a 96 and 89 buyer. So if he gets the lead, he's going to be tough to catch in here. And I didn't see anybody else that absolutely has to have the lead except the 7, Beach Colt, and I don't think he's as quick as Concrete Glory. So I think Concrete Glory on top. Going to use the rest of the obvious ones wound up for Moran and D'Angelo and Trackmate for Rusty Arnold. Flavian Pratt, interesting that Flavian takes this mount. I don't think he rides very much for Rusty Arnold. I think he's only ridden one time in 25-26. So his agent saw something in this horse that tells me that Trackmate's going to be live. And then Silver Slugger, for Avila, coming off a 91 buyer and 4 straight wins at Delaware, Monmouth, and Tampa. So the horse is 8-for-9 at Tampa lifetime, and 11-for-17 lifetime overall. So 8 of his wins have come at Tampa. So you got to use Silver Slugger. He's obviously at home there. So he's obviously a speed horse, too. Concrete Glory and he may run each other out and may set up for one of those other two horses.
I ended up taking Wound Up, the 4. Dropping out of a grade 3, and it was Knightsbridge that won the race, and he came back to win. Second start with Jose D'Angelo Barn, and 10 wins from 24 starts. Didn't have a strong opinion here, so I thought maybe this horse might get up to third choice, and so I'm going to take a shot with him. But I like Trackmate. You get Rusty Arnold and Pratt, and I think facing lesser here, the 3, Concrete Glory, 17 wins catches the eye. Caught a bear last time out at Arkansas in former Lucas trainee that I think is with Asmussen now and just blew the doors off Bourbon Bash. So no disgrace in the performance there. 3rd start off the layoff for Concrete Glory. And then the 6, Silver Slugger, 8-for-9 at Tampa's, 1-4 in a row. So just off those numbers, I'm going that one is my 4th one in the Pelican. The 11th race prep for the Tampa Bay Derby, it's the Sam F. Davis at 1 1/16 on the main track. 3-year-olds, obviously. Took Dr. Kapoor, the 9, out on the outside. A solid win at Keeneland for the Safi Joseph Barn in the 2nd start. This horse maybe went too fast early in the subsequent outing in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill and maybe got cooked by the fast pace. Has had 4 works since then and I think can run an improved race and closer to what we saw at Keeneland. Confessional, certainly the one to beat, I think. 2nd to Nearly, who was so impressive last weekend. And it was 12-1 in the debut for Cox at Keeneland. The horse won that race, but maybe this horse is a little bit of a surprise. And, again, ran solid behind Nearly, but, again, was a distant 2nd. So I'm going to put that one certainly on the ticket. I'm also going to use Renegade, just 2nd by 2 to Paladin in the Grade 2 Remsen. And still a maiden, however. So can't get too worked up about a maiden against winners in here, but the horse obviously has some talent. So I'm going 3 deep on my pick 4 ticket. How about you in the Sam F. Davis?
Well, I went with Renegade, and he's only a maiden because he got disqualified for his, in his maiden special weight win.
Fair point.
Aqueduct. So he actually crossed the line first, and then they moved him from there into the Remsen, and he ran a great race, only got beat 2 lengths by Paladin. So I'm going to take Renegade on top for Pletcher and Irad. Got to use Confessional for Brad Cox and Flavian Pratt. Ran 5 lengths behind Nearly last time out, got an 88 buyer. I think Nearly must have got like a 97 in that race at Gulfstream. Excuse me. And the first race at Keeneland, as you say, horse went off at 12-1 and won it, which is Brad Cox's horse going off 12-1. There was obviously no steam. I didn't use Dr. Kapoor because of that last race at Churchill. You made the good point. Maybe you went too fast. I just thought the mile 16th he didn't care for.
Could be.
So I didn't use him. But I did use the Puma for Delgado and Castellano. Horse came out, broke his maiden at 7 furlongs at Gulfstream, or didn't break his maiden, ran second to Chief Wallaby, and they're putting him into this as a maiden. I don't think there's a bear in here, so maybe he's that good. So I used the Puma as my long shot. I'm going to go 3D.
Pick four time, I did a $48 ticket, 1-2-5-7 to start, 1-5, the two Chad Brown trainees in the turf race, 3-4-5-6, and then 1-6-9, $48. How'd you put your ticket together?
Well, I spent 72. I couldn't find a single, so I went 2-7-11 with 1-5-10-12 with 3-4-5-6 with 1-3-6, $72.
Best of luck if you're playing at Tampa. Oaklawn's back and up and running again, so you could be playing there this weekend or Turfway, wherever it might be. Best of luck. Keep your funds loaded up in that Keeneland Select account so you can, you have cabin fever, you can play some races. For Jim Goodman, I'm Sean Leach. That's the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.